Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine, another warm one in store, maybe not as warm as yesterday, but a high of about 85 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 72, 71 in Burlington, Milwaukee 75, 73 degrees in Racine. A Racine Boy Scout leader listed in serious condition with a severe head injury. There was an accident in Shawano County involving two vehicles transporting scouts from Troop Number 225. Green Bay Press Gazette says about a dozen scouts were in a couple of vehicles, one that was pulling a trailer on Highway 29. The driver of the first SUV with that trailer swerved, overcorrected, then lost control. The second SUV hit the first one, both then rolled off the roadway. Driver of the first SUV taken by helicopter to St. Vincent Hospital in Green Bay. The children injured were taken to nearby hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries, then released by Sunday morning and allowed to go home with parents and or volunteer supervisors. Two college football players killed, one rushed to a hospital. Their vehicle strikes a tree in the Waukesha County town of Merton. 24-year-old Michael Sadler, a former punter for Michigan State. 22-year-old Sam Fultz, a senior punter for the Nebraska football team. 21-year-old Colby Delahousse, a place kicker for LSU, whom the Badgers play September 3rd, injured, taken to Waukesha Memorial Hospital. Fultz and Sadler had been serving as staff at the Colts National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers and punters at Kettle Moraine High School in Wales. Reports indicate Sadler was driving in the westbound vehicle, lost control. Pavement was wet at the time. The vehicle went off the road and struck a tree. Waukesha deputies also indicating speed may have been a factor. Bike and pedestrian activity, of course, has increased as the summer months have gone on here, and a lot of people out and about doing that activity. Potential for crashes goes up as well, according to Larry Corsi. He's with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, noting since the first of the year, 25 bicyclists and 8 pedestrians have been killed in traffic-related crashes around the state.
When we talk about safety among bicyclists, pedestrians, and motorists, it really requires everyone to do their part and share the road. If you're driving a motor vehicle, keep a close eye out for bikers and for people walking. Be especially careful at intersections and when turning. Bikers need to obey the same traffic rules as motorists. Pedestrians should always use crosswalks and make sure drivers see you before you step into the roadway.
And officials very concerned, he says, about kids, 5 to 14 especially vulnerable. Driver of a car led Kenosha County and Pleasant Prairie law enforcement officers on a chase that ended with him crashing that vehicle south of Highway 165 in Zion, Illinois, Sunday morning. The man allegedly broke through construction barricades on Highway 50 at the interstate, then drove on the wrong side of the road. Pursuit went into Zion, where the man was eventually arrested by police there. A loaded handgun and some drugs discovered in the vehicle, which was reportedly stolen from the Chicago area. Another case of the drug Narcan saving a life in Racine County. That was among the weekend responses for local law enforcement. This was Sunday afternoon. A 911 call comes in about an unresponsive woman turning blue on the kitchen floor of a home on 51st Drive in the town of Yorkville. 23-year-old with a reported history of abusing prescription drugs, given the Narcan by arriving deputies, they carry it in their squads. Union Grove Yorkville Rescue then gave her another dose. The victim became conscious. She was then taken off to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Hospital. Law enforcement agencies go after as many grants as they can to physically apply for because, well, they need the money. It's not budgeted, and they can help with their operations. One file recently by the city of Racine targeted the mental well-being of officers. Chief Art Howell, talking to the Finance and Personnel Committee about it, said the Wisconsin Department of Justice offered the Personal and Professional Breakthroughs for Law Enforcement grant.
You guys, the council has done a great job of giving the department the assets that we need as far as hard equipment. This is more of an asset that's designed for the social well-being, mental health of our staff. We basically bring in police professionals. Chief Williams is a recognized expert in the field of post-traumatic stress disorder, and that applies to law enforcement as well.
The chief said that we're looking to enhance health before we experience problems. The grant application requires no city match. That is something, of course, the Finance Committee and the Council always support. And the Racine Fire Department with a really busy weekend with fire calls, not just rescue runs. It's kind of the norm these days for rescue runs, but not those fire calls. 2225 Shoup Street, fire with a lightning strike during thunderstorms, $15,000 worth of damage. House fire, 1008 Lathrop Avenue, about 120 $25,000 there, a police investigator brought in to help in that case. And last night, two families displaced from 1705 Winslow Street, an electrical fire. It was an overheated wire that was powering an air conditioner, wall insulation. Some of the structure caught fire, about $5,000 in estimated damage. City of Kenosha is moving now to fix the unsafe flooring at the still-closed Dream Playground site, which is at Pesky Park. A couple of council committees tonight have got it on their agendas to address the problem. The Board of Parks Commission has a Finance Committee resolution to amend the Capital Improvement Program by moving $650,000 around and then to award the repair contract to the only company that bid on the work, that company out of Greenfield. The Kenosha Public Works and Services Committee has the same contract item on its agenda. This evening at City Hall in Racine, Room 307, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee's agenda includes a presentation from Robert W. Baird about refinancing a 2007 water bonding issue that could save the city close to $364,000. And there's the bonding procedure for this year's $11.3 million worth of budgeted capital improvement projects and accepting a $25,000 2017 DNR grant for dealing with more emerald ash borer work in the city. Only one in three Americans is financially literate. Basic understanding of financial concepts like budgeting and credit and decision-making about money. J. Michael Collins, director of the Center for Financial Security at UW-Madison, says the basic concepts in managing money are actually pretty simple, but some people do shy away because it is first basic math. There's also maybe the issue of money often being a taboo subject. You don't talk about it.
We don't talk about money with our friends and family. We feel uncomfortable when people talk about money in front of us. So it's a combination of a skill set that we sort of feel uncomfortable with or we don't feel confident about, and the fact that this is an issue that's just not talked about.
He says the simple financial management is paying bills on time, saving for retirement, adding that much kind of things like a diet or exercise. It's just the basic same process. The most important step is paying attention to it and making it a priority. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.